We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, blessed viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ife Blessimon Asadima.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente, and in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates $10 million for Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. In peace news, Church World Service brings the message of harmony to Uganda. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Hearts on Noses, a Canadian sanctuary dedicated to the well-being of intelligent miniature pigs. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 7th, acclaimed American photographer, journalist, filmmaker, writer, and composer, Mr. Gordon Parks is remembered. Born in 1912 in Fort Scott, Kansas, United States, he passed away on this day in 2006. Mr. Parks was well known for his portrayal of the African-American experience. For over 20 years, he was a photographer for Life magazine and was recognized as a highly influential image maker. As a humanitarian photojournalist, Mr. Parks specialized in taking pictures of underserved individuals. He was also famous for his exceptional photos of fashions and celebrities. In addition, Mr. Parks composed orchestral scores, wrote poetry and screenplays, and was a major motion picture producer and director. In 1989, the U.S. Library of Congress selected Mr. Parks' first film, The Learning Tree, in 1969, to be preserved in the National Film Registry for all time. May outstandingly creative individuals such as the multi-talented Mr. Gordon Parks continue to enrich our world through their many forms of profound artistic expressions.
Flying News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia. The sudden eruption of Mount Merapi in Yogyakarta the end of October 2010 caused more than 350 people to perish, with 390,000 others displaced. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $15,000, conveying her love and prayers as she asked that our association's relief team go bring aid and comfort to the victims most in need. Combined with donations from our association members, the total $18,600 contribution could acquire $216,000 in goods purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Indonesia.
As per Supreme Master Qinghai's request, our association's Indonesian relief team immediately went the day after the initial eruption to assist and bring comfort to the most desperate. During their initial relief efforts, they learned that the volcanic activity had also taken a tragic toll on many animals. The relief team members visited with members of Sleman District's Animal Friends, Jogya, Jakarta Animal and Network, and the Center for Orangutan Protection. These young advocates, who are mostly vegan and vegetarian, had courageously worked under the threat of the spewing hot volcanic clouds to find animal burn victims, including cows, cats, dogs, chickens, ducks, and rabbits, removing them from danger to provide medical treatment and give them food. Our association's relief team donated some funds to support their caring efforts.
Mr. Sukiman Moktopetomo of Klaten District, who had spoken to Supreme Master Television prior to the disasters about his community's environmental initiatives, also contacted our association members to convey his concern for monkeys near the Mount Merapi slope, who were starving after their forests had been burnt by the eruptions. Our association's relief team joined him, bringing food such as papaya, guava, and corn to the grateful monkeys, as well as funds for his continued care of the primates.
Bahwa aktivitas dan kegempaan gunung dan gunung berapi itu tidak lepas dari karena pemanasan global. Saat ini murkanya alam itu atas olah pola kita sendiri. Semoga kita ini menjadikan peringatan buat kita semua. Ya, karena efek dari pemanasan global adalah karena mengkonsumsi daging. Kami menginginkan dan mengajak untuk seluruh dunia untuk sekarang juga menghentikan mengkonsumsi daging.
Mr. Sukiman also recounted a remarkable event that occurred during the massive eruption. While scorching black ashes covered the slopes of the mountain, burning forests to the right and left sides of the village, their area miraculously remained unharmed. According to the villagers, it was as if they were under God's protection, which they thought may be due to their previous efforts that included planting thousands of fruit trees to protect the biodiversity there.
Ada yang kayu roboh, kemudian jalan yang tertutup dan sebagainya. Tetapi rumah saya sudah dua hari ini bersih. Hampir boleh dikatakan seperti 50 km dari puncak Merapi. Dengan kondisi seperti ini, kami yakin bahwa alam juga ternyata bisa berinteraksi dengan kami, bahwa kami tidak merusak lingkungan, alam ramah pada saya. Saya melindungi hewan-hewannya, kemudian saya cintai keranya, kami sediakan makan. Mungkin ini juga pertolongan Tuhan atas perbuatan kami semasyarakat, se-RT saya. Saya sangat berharap untuk kepada siapa saja untuk mencintai hewan, lingkungan, dan apa saja ciptaan Tuhan itu.
Our deep gratefulness, Mr. Sukiman Mokhtar Pratomo, Animal Friends Jogja Jakarta Animal and Network, and Center for Orangutan Protection for your compassionate efforts. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional care of those in need, as well as our association's relief team for their loving help. May heaven bless all humans and animals affected by the volcano with a smooth restoration of regular daily lives as we join in concerted efforts to restore our planetary stability.
Deadly tornado strikes in Louisiana, USA. Following a storm system that brought at least one wind funnel to Acadia Parish, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal declared a state of emergency on Saturday, March 5. In the worst-hit town of Rain, a tornado packing wind speeds of up to 217 kilometers per hour left a path of ruin some 275 meters wide and 8 kilometers long. A 21-year-old woman lost her life when a tree fell on her house as she was protecting her young daughter, who fortunately emerged unharmed. At least another 11 people were injured, one who was hospitalized in serious condition, as the storm also downed trees and utility poles, damaging buildings and at least 100 homes, many of which were completely destroyed. Gas leaks prompted the evacuation of 1,500 residents to a temporary shelter, some of whom were being helped by the Red Cross. Rain Mayor Jimbo Pettigene urged for people to pray for everyone's welfare as he announced a mandatory curfew for parts of the city while officials worked to ensure everyone's safety.
Expressing our sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please check with local officials to see if any help is required and to go if possible to assist the most vulnerable, saying that financial aid would be available for urgent needs.
Our appreciation, Governor Jindal, Mayor Pettigene, Red Cross, and all personnel working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern, wishing the affected Louisiana residents a smooth recovery of their productive daily lives as we strive for greater benevolence to renew the balance of the ecosphere.
Madrid, Spain hit by severe snowstorm. As heavy snowfall suddenly hit an area surrounding Madrid, thousands of motorists were stranded for hours from Friday night, March 4th, into early Saturday, as sections of the major La Coruña Highway, or A6, north of Madrid were closed. At one point, the motorway was closed in both directions between Las Rozas and Guadarrama, with travel times of up to 5 hours for distances of 50 kilometers. Crews with snowplows worked overnight to clear the highway, which was reopened at 3:25 a.m. However, the Directorate of Traffic advised people not to drive unless absolutely necessary due to the dangerous conditions. Our appreciation, Spanish officials and crews working to ensure the safety of the snow-stranded travelers. May such weather extremities be eased through humanity's more conscientious care of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Carnival celebrated throughout Brazil. The nation's most famous annual festival was launched this year in Rio de Janeiro on Friday evening, March 4, when Mayor Eduardo Paes handed over the symbolic keys to the city to King Momo, an honorary figure selected for his sizable girth, jolly personality, and ability to lead festivities with his samba dancing skills. The evening's festivities also featured a youth parade made of 17 groups of children and teens between the ages of 5 and 18 who were welcomed by cheering crowds as they paraded in lively costumes, dancing and singing samba songs. These 40,000 youths, many of whom are from the city's less fortunate neighborhoods, are presented with the opportunity each year to attend one of 17 free Samba schools, where they are trained to the level of professional Samba dancing standards, while also learning to make their own costumes and floats for the colorful Friday evening parade. Bravo, festival organizers and all participants, for this year's exciting series of events. Wishing the people of Brazil and all visitors an uplifting and memorable carnival.
Nepali's statement remembered. On Friday, March 4th, former Prime Minister Krishna Prasad Bhattarai passed away at the ripe age of 87. The widely beloved political leader, who served twice as the nation's prime minister and played a key role in securing its democracy, was known for his upholding of truth and integrity in government, as well as his sincere concern for fellow citizens' welfare. As the government declares a period of national mourning in tribute to the esteemed countryman, current Prime Minister Jawaharlal Kanal said, "He deserves special recognition for his commitment to democracy and peace and his selfless and uncompromising struggle. Our sympathies to the loved ones of Krishna Prasad Bhattarai, whose legacy continues to shine as a noble example for his country. May his soul rest serenely in the everlasting light and love of the divine."
Save our planet. UN warns increasing drought and desertification threatens food insecurity. As climate change and land degradation are noted to cause increasing drought and aridity across the world, food and water shortages are also growing more severe, linked at times to both conflict and forced migration. According to Executive Secretary of the UN Convention to Combat Desertification, Luke Nakada, nearly 2 billion hectares of land has been degraded since 1950, with 12 million hectares being lost annually, which is now increasing with global warming.
These changes in turn have caused weather shifts, including reduced crop harvests at a time when rising food demands are estimated to require a 70% boost in food production by 2050. Moreover, 44% of the world's food is produced in arid dryland regions, where resource allocation is already an issue. Executive Secretary Nakaja said, "The drylands are the most conflict-prone zone of the world, and that is not by accident. Instability is fueled by precisely the quest of people to have access to very scarce resources like productive land and water."
While vulnerable countries such as Nigeria, China, and India have in recent years been making valiant efforts to curb desertification through activities like large-scale tree plantings, Mr. Nakada warns that more direct support is necessary to help those living in the dryland areas maintain food supplies as well as their homes. He also said that a new desertification monitoring system is being launched in an effort to track land degradation and try to protect against it.
"Our appreciation, Mr. Nakaja, the UN Convention to Combat Desertification and all others working to raise awareness of our fragile planet's need for urgent care. Let us join in more sustainable practices so that the Earth may be renewed to continue supporting the lives of all beings."
In a video message presented at a June 2009 climate change conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed the alarming consequences of drought and desertification, as well as the most effective way to stop them.
"We have to stop desertification. We can. Desertification is another climate change effect that is linked to livestock. Again, overgrazing by livestock, which occupies nearly a third of our Earth's land surface worldwide, is a major cause of desertification and other damages, and is responsible for more than 50% of land erosion. Now we must stop livestock grazing to protect our soil and protect our life." In short, simply saying no to meat will make us richer, healthier, and most importantly, it will make us a wiser person and a great hero, because it is the only timely way that will ensure the survival of our children and grandchildren.
Libya's National Transitional Council, formed by citizen representatives from 31 cities to begin governing the country in the wake of protests, holds its first meeting at an undisclosed location, while Russia and Germany join other international efforts to provide humanitarian aid and travel assistance for refugees still fleeing to neighboring Tunisia and Egypt.
In response to peaceful protests in Oman, where the people say they do not object to the country's leader but call for change in the government that includes an end to corruption, Sultan Qaboos bin Said replaces two ministers as well as the Secretary General of Royal Court Affairs.
Citing danger from growing unrest in Yemen, the U.S. and Canadian governments advise family members of U.S. Embassy staff and all other non-essential personnel to leave the country while also advising citizens not to travel there. In addition, the Dutch and British foreign ministries have issued travel warnings with similar advisories against going to the country, saying that all nationals already there should leave. Al Jazeera, meanwhile, reports that more ministers and parliament members have stepped down in protest of the violence being used against demonstrators, with 13 total who have now resigned since the rallies began.
The number of people joining a second weekly demonstration in Lebanon grew from hundreds to thousands as more call for an end to the religion-based government system, with protesters expressing their desire for a socially just democracy, equal consideration given to all parties, regardless of faith.
Following the deaths of 9 children who had been gathering firewood in Afghanistan's Kunar province when they were fired upon by North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO forces, hundreds of people in both Kunar and the capital city of Kabul protest the military operations and demand the withdrawal of foreign troops, including many women carrying posters with pictures of other innocent citizens killed or wounded during recent air strikes.
Save our planet. Representatives of Tomini-based Sustainable Coastal Livelihood and Management Organization on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island call for stricter government policies to protect vital coastal habitats, saying that at the current rate of deforestation, all mangrove forests in the region could be gone in less than 30 years.
Save our planet. Saying that Bahrain's marine life population has decreased by half over the past decade alone, experts from the UK-based engineering company Scott Wilson cite rising ocean temperatures as a primary cause, with more deaths expected if climate change continues.
Warning news. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration reports that 13.1 million kilograms, or 80% of all antibiotics sold in the country, go to livestock and poultry, raising further concerns about their excessive use being linked to a growing incidence of bacterial resistance to antibiotics.
Friends, I'm Moo the Beaver here with my lovely wife, Zoo.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Our nutritious plant-strong diet contains no animal products. Here's a tip for when you're away from home for an extended time.
Safeguard your mail by arranging your postal service to hold it until your return.
Or ask a trusted neighbor to pick it up daily for you.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Japan donates $10 million for Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. The contribution was made to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, or UNRWA. It will aid in supporting 335 UNRWA-sponsored schools and benefit about 270,000 children with continued education. Furthermore, the gift will fund maternal and child health programs, as well as social service projects for youth and women. Our earnest gratitude, Japan, for your generous commitment to enhancing the lives of the loving Palestinian people. May all be granted secure and vibrant futures on a sustainable earth.
In Peace News, Church World Service, or CWS, brings the message of harmony to Uganda. In 2009, CWS, a cooperative ministry, inaugurated the Ugandan Peace Village. In 2010, CWS trained 72 leaders in 20 districts which had experienced lack of stability. In each of these localities, a state of calmness has prevailed. This has often been achieved through CWS's mediators requesting and gaining the involvement in problematic situations of well-known religious and cultural leaders. Our accolades, Church World Service, on supporting serenity in the beautiful land of Uganda. Blessed be the kind people of the nation to flourish in peace and plentitude with God's grace. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Hearts on Noses, a Canadian nonprofit which provides a home for intelligent pig friends. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for our life-giving world. Please stay tuned for more harmonious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, thoughtful news for a concerned world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on a Canadian miniature pig sanctuary, which also helps find human families for the sweet companions.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Hearts on Noses is a Canadian sanctuary dedicated to rehabilitating and caring for miniature pigs requiring homes for various reasons, including being neglected or mistreated. The nonprofit was begun by vegan Miss Janice Gillett in 2002 when she moved to the countryside in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, and befriended a stray mini pig staying on the property. Janice grew to love beautiful and intelligent Willie, who sweetly followed her around and slept comfortably on her lap.
Janice soon became aware that there was a lot of misinformation about miniature pig companions, which at times led to their being abandoned. For example, often people were not prepared for the size of the adult pig, having thought she or he will always remain very small. Janice decided to make it her mission in life to provide and arrange loving homes for these wonderful animals. Concerning the name of the nonprofit, Janice said, "Hearts on Noses came about when I looked at the shape of Willie's nose. Clearly its shape was that of an upside-down heart. My heart is on that nose."
Approximately 40 pig friends live at the sanctuary, free to safely roam the property. For comfort, they have their warm piggy paddocks, all nicely bedded down in straw and blankets. Hearts on Noses also makes it possible for the lovely animals, who are fed a plant-based diet, to become part of a human family. Potential caregivers are screened as to suitability before the adoption and are regularly visited afterwards. More information can be obtained from the website www.heartsonnoses.com. Our heartfelt appreciation, Miss Janice Gillett and Hearts on Noses, for your devotion to these charming beings. May all our delightful animal friends be protected and given the opportunity to share love and blessings with all.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled World Cup.
The husband was watching the World Cup on TV, staring at the screen and doing nothing for hours every day. The wife could not stand it any longer, went back to her parents. On arrival, she saw her father sitting alone before a TV set, watching the World Cup also, and asked, "Where is Mom?" Father said without turning, "She's gone to your grandma's."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Tình cờ tôi đã đọc được trang mạng của đài và tôi thấy có phần ngâm thơ của Thanh Hải Vô Tượng Sư với bài thơ Hãy Bừng Tỉnh của Ngài. Sau khi xem xong, tôi có một cảm nhận về nguồn ý thức thiêng liêng, vô giới hạn chúng sinh, xin cảm tạ ân điển của Ngài. Khán giả từ Âu Lạc, Việt Nam.
Poetic soul, thank you so much for your sharing your spiritual thought. We pray our planet will very soon enter a golden age of peace and love. May heaven grace you and all the gentle-hearted people of Âu Lạc or Vietnam with much happiness and celestial elevation.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be radiant with wisdom and joy. Wishing you a blessed week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ireland's Prime Minister-elect Enda Kenny announces that the country's two largest parties, Fine Gael and Labour, have agreed to form a coalition government.
President Raul Castro welcomes East Timor's Prime Minister, K. Kalar Janana Gusmao, to Cuba, where they discuss international events as well as furthering their nation's cooperation in areas such as public health and education.
President of the United Arab Emirates, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, announces an allocation of $1.6 billion for expanding utilities in less developed Emirates to ensure all residents are provided with electricity and water.
Following widespread flooding in Bolivia, international disaster relief charity Shelterbox sends a team to work in partnership with local Rotary networks to dispatch kits that include tents, water purification equipment, and other basic necessities to people most in need.
Women farmer members of Brazil's Via Capucina organization, along with other advocacy groups for women's rights, call for the halt of toxic pesticide use in favor of natural growing methods that protect the health of families.
Pakistan's finance minister, Abdul Hafiz Sheikh, announces a 50% reduction on a recent price increase for all petroleum products to make them more affordable for everyone.
Leading British children's charity, Bernardo's appeals for continued government funding to maintain young people's safe accommodation following detention, saying it will help assure their future stability and greater likelihood of leading constructive lives.
In excerpts from his new book, Jesus of Nazareth, Part 2, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI states that the Jewish people as a whole were in no way responsible for the death of Jesus Christ, explaining that this notion has no basis in biblical scripture or theology.
Philippine Medical Association President Dr. Oscar Tinio issues a statement about the fatal addiction of smoking, urging those close to the nation's President Benigno Aquino III to fulfill a moral obligation in helping him quit the life-endangering habit.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.